Exhortations to Pray. Greetings from Northern Ireland. It's always good to receive the Standard Bearer fortnight by fortnight. It makes priority and blessed reading on Sunday afternoons. I very much appreciate Reverend Rodney Miersma's article in the March 15th issue entitled, The Work of the Lord. He quite rightly states that this psalm is a prayer of Moses that in effect is saying, Thy kingdom come. It is a prayer that all we Reformed people need to echo because, to quote him, all our churches, Sabbaths, and feasts mean nothing unless the Lord bless it. As Reformed people in true churches, we may wrongly assume God will bless all we do and then become slack in prayer or even forget it altogether. The grace of God will be manifest as we use the means. We are strong on preaching. May we be strong in praying. Personally, we are exhorted to acknowledge Him in all our ways. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. The Lord's Prayer gives us an all-encompassing model. Scripture is replete with prayer and exhortations to pray, especially in Paul's epistles. We must pray for ministers and office bearers, Ephesians 6, verse 18 and 19, for more ministers and missionaries, Matthew 9, verse 38, for our families and fellow saints, Philippians 1, verse 9 through 11, for our witness, Acts 4, verse 29, 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 8, for the Jews, Romans 10, verse 1, for the unreached peoples, Romans 15, verse 20, and Matthew 24, verse 14, for the persecuted, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26, and Hebrews 13, verse 3, and for leaders and governments, 1 Timothy 2, verse 1. Truly there is much to pray about. No wonder the apostles made it, along with study of Scripture and preaching, their priority. Let us all make it ours and expand the scope of our prayers to include all of these things. The information is out there. Dr. Julian Kennedy, Ballymena, Northern Ireland.